Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Seven, including NPS reservists, died in Meru and Isiolo attacks with 600 livestock stolen. Over 700 companies face dissolution notices, threatening jobs as the Cusco Cooperative comes under fresh scrutiny. President Ruto and cabinet secretaries have announced new high-level appointments. Separately, the High Court cleared former Governor Mwangi Wa Iria for a government role. Meanwhile, the government reportedly paid 120 million Kenyan shillings to the family of a British woman allegedly murdered in 1988. KRA plans to auction uncollected goods, including cars, as Nairobi Governor Sakaja reports increased city revenue through digitization. Kenya and China are also deepening cooperation on smart transport. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
by-elections saw only two women among 181 contenders, sparking calls for electoral reforms regarding women's participation. Amidst this, Mbere North experienced voter bribery allegations and chaos, while the IEBC released real-time results.
In business,
the Public Service Superannuation Fund now boasts over 500,000 members and manages 242 billion shillings. Kenya has secured the vice chair position of the ITU's Global Advisory Group, boosting its ICT influence. Meanwhile, the Kenha boss faces potential jail time for failing to pay a contractor 530 million shillings.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online Kenyan.com.